Welcome to the second episode of the AWB Sports Podcast. I'm Austin Smith, and I'm here with Ben Ankrum and Jason Bruce.
What's up?
How y'all doing? All right, so basically, this is our second episode, so I hope y'all enjoyed our first one.
If you haven't watched it, go check it out.
Yes, all of our links are in our Instagram bios and been posting that on social media. So
except for Austin.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
You have to call me out.
So get out there and listen to it. This one will be a little bit shorter. Just for your listening purposes. So we're going to start out with college football. And first up, we have the bowl games that have happened. So previously, we have the Boca Raton Bowl with BYU and UCF with a 49-23 victory.
So BYU came out in that game ranked 16th in the nation. Obviously, the clear favorite to win this. Zach Wilson looks like a quarterback that should be playing college football. Obviously, he's an NFL level quarterback, especially after this game with 425 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. BYU easily rolls over UCF. That was
definitely what we expected. I mean,
he sounds a lot like me when I play football.
He's
pretty much 100%.
Okay. Anyway, Austin, what do you think about the Cure Bowl with Liberty and 12th ranked Coastal Carolina?
I mean, you know, this is what happens when someone's in a not good conference and, you know, they go undefeated and you think, they might be really good. And then they get beat by unranked Liberty.
Well, hang on here. So, first of all, I mean, Coastal Carolina, yes, they weren't in a very good
conference. It was by 3. I'll give them that.
But they did beat BYU at the time ranked 15th. Okay. That was a very good win for them. I'm saying, don't entirely discredit their undefeated season.
But they didn't
play anyone good.
Yeah.
They still went undefeated. You're telling me if Oklahoma State was in Coastal Carolina's conference, I don't even know what conference they're in. You think we go undefeated?
No, because we suck.
Exactly. You have to have a good team to go undefeated, no matter what conference you're in.
That's true.
Ben, here's the thing. I think that you just are trying to fight for the little guy at this point, but let's
Little guys are 12th in the nation.
They just don't play anyone good.
Okay,
and
let's be completely honest.
They play BYU.
They're a good team. Yes. Not worth 12th, obviously. They lost to unranked Liberty.
Liberty also is only a one-loss team, though.
That's true. It was a really good game, winning in overtime, pretty cool. Something that I would do on Madden against Austin, because Austin,
he'll get there.
You know what?
I don't suck. I have luck.
I bring him there, and I'm like, I could beat him so easily in the middle of the game, but I bring him to overtime, destroy him.
Anybody can beat anybody in Madden when they just Jackson run the football every
because
time.
Because he's the best football player.
No, he's not. Shut up.
Why are we talking about Madden?
Okay, so
now we can talk about Madden in the college football section when NCAA, 22 comes out?
Yeah, whatever.
Hopefully,
yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
In that Liberty Coastal Carolina game, what stood out to me was Malik Willis's 137 rushing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. That was a pretty good performance by him. That's all the bowl games right now. Do you have one more?
I mean, there was a first responder bowl. There was ranked 19 Louisiana versus unranked UTSA, 31-24.
They barely beat them.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but it's also Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Hey, they did beat Iowa State week 1. Do you remember that?
That's true. So we got the Heisman.
So don't discredit them.
So they have the Heisman coming up. We have Devontae Smith, favorite for sure, and then below him with Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, and Kyle Trask. So, Devontae Smith, really good this year. Ben, how do you feel with him still being the number one contender?
I just think there's no way that he doesn't win Heisman with how he's played this season. He's leading receiving yards in the nation by over 400 yards. It's just there's no competitor in those other three quarterbacks.
I think if Trevor Lawrence didn't get COVID, I think they would be neck and neck.
Well, yeah, for sure, but Trevor Lawrence just hasn't been playing to his full potential.
He really
this
hasn't.
Season.
But, I mean, Devontae Smith, 98 receptions, 1,511 yards, 17 touchdowns.
Name me the last time someone went for 1,500 receiving yards in the season.
You can't.
I couldn't tell you.
Exactly.
Because you can't think. I could name it.
Oh, who yeah? It? Well, yes, Lamar?
It's Lamar Jackson. It's Lamar Jackson. Because yes. He is awesome, and he can do anything.
Yes.
But below them, we have Kyle Trask. But, I mean, I feel like if he was on a different team besides Florida, because Florida's not really like a super team compared to all these teams, then he would be a better contender. Yeah. But it's really cool that he is up there with someone with a team that's not in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, it's not like Florida is a nobody school. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously,
but they're not as good as those teams.
Yeah, but still, going with Kyle Trask, he's leading the end of the, not the NFL, the college football in passing yards.
Come on, Ben.
Passing yards and passing touchdowns.
Do you need to take a nap?
I probably.
Okay.
It's my bedtime. passing, he's leading in passing yards and passing touchdowns.
I say 21, by the way. That was funny.
Cool. He's anyway, leading in passing yards, passing touchdowns, only six interceptions, I'm pretty sure. Six or five, one of those two.
Five.
Five. That's like those are similar stats to what Joe Burrow put up last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so true. I think if Kyle Trask was in Mac Jones' spot putting up those numbers, everyone would be like, oh, Kyle Trask.
Sure. Yeah, that's for sure. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
if he was on one of those super teams, like, not that Florida isn't good or anything, but if he was on one of those teams, I think he would be up there, like, even more up there for sure.
All right. Yeah, so my takes on the Heisman finalist, Devontae Smith, unbelievable year. I haven't seen a wide receiver play this high caliber wide receiver play in a very long time, so right. I think he's the clear favorite. Mac Jones, he's proven to us that he isn't a game manager like we saw him last season when Tua went down.
Yep.
So, I mean, yes, he's been playing really well this season, but also you have to take in the fact that at one point he had Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith as his top two wide receivers, and anybody with those two receivers is probably going to do decent.
Definitely makes it a lot easier.
So, yeah, he's good, but I just don't think he's deserving of the Heisman.
I completely agree.
So, who do you see?
I'm not done.
We'll I'm be sorry, done. Ben.
I got to let me just finish. Let
don't take a long pause, and we won't think you're done.
Okay, my bad. Trevor Lawrence, he would have easily won the Heisman if he didn't get Corona, but Corona definitely hindered his game. Yeah, he definitely should have won Heisman, but, you know, COVID sucks, I guess.
Yeah, he kind of couldn't.
Yeah, know? There's... And then last but not least, Kyle Trask, multiple season. Definitely overlooked because of who he played for. He definitely is my dark horse to win it, though, because I can see some of those Heisman... What are they? Do they vote on it?
What?
Do they vote for Heisman? Is that how it works?
What are you saying?
He's saying how do they win?
How like they vote for, like there's a committee that votes for Heisman. Yes. Yeah. So I think some of those Heisman, the people that vote for the Heisman, I think that some of them will see Kyle Trask and his performance with his over 400 yards and over 440 touchdowns. I think that they'll see that and be like, "Dang, that's pretty good," especially on Florida. So I think he's definitely my dark horse to win the.
I mean, do you think that the votes for Kyle Trask could be more than Trevor Lawrence and maybe even Mac Jones?
I think they could be more than Trevor Lawrence just because...
What?
I'm just saying because of all the stuff...
Let's hear
I think they could be more than Trevor Lawrence.
He likes taking the underdogs.
I like Clemson because of their colors.
Hey, he does like taking the underdogs. Let's see
this. But I think I could... You just said he was your dark horse.
Yeah, he's my dark horse.
Okay, hey.
You know what a dark horse is?
Yes, it's like you're... Like, you don't see it happening, but it could. Like, it might.
Exactly.
Know? Right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying I could see him. I don't see him winning, obviously. I think Devontae Smith is going to win it. But I see him overtaking, like, the number three spot over Trevor Lawrence because...
You think Mac Jones is going to finish number two?
Possibly. I mean,
there's a good possibility because he's on Alabama.
So, like, if they...
You know.
Yeah. Why would you think he wouldn't?
Well, I honestly think that...
He hasn't played to the caliber that Trevor Lawrence and Trevor Lawrence and Kyle Trask have played to. If you look at Trevor Lawrence and his wide receivers, who does he have? Who are his top two wide receivers? Who are Trevor Lawrence's top two wide receivers?
You should have told me to do my research before this.
Because you don't know him off the top of your head. I could easily tell you off the top of my head, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle.
Well, yeah.
I could tell you off the top of my head, Kyle Pitts. But that's the only tight end slash receiver from Florida that I know.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. So I think Mac Jones definitely got a boost because of his surrounding core.
I mean, he does have a 76.5 completion percentage, though. And that, I mean, that's
pretty
good.
That's
no easy feat, you know?
So that's why I feel like he'll get number two slot, and then I feel like Kyle
Trask. He very well could.
I feel like Kyle Trask is just going to swip.
I feel like Mac Jones
is going to. You think Trevor Lawrence is going to finish fourth?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, easily the best quarterback in college football right now.
I think that they're going to see how good Kyle Trask has done compared to the numbers, like you said earlier, of Joe Burrow of last year with Florida. He'll swap with Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
I think when
Kyle Trask is at Florida,
I think
Burrow
it's
going to
go Devontae Smith at one.
Yep. Yeah. Come on. Let him say his piece.
Trevor Lawrence at two, Kyle Trask at three, Mac Jones at four.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think Kyle Trask might be fourth, and then Mac Jones be third.
Oh, so
I don't know. I still think Mac Jones is second. Like you gotta. They're not going to put him fourth after they've just put him second.
That's not the Heisman committee voting. That's not the Heisman committee making those. That's the ESPN making those odds.
Right.
Exactly.
The odds.
Yes, the odds.
But it's not like they're not going to look at those.
Well, yeah, but it's not like they're not going to look at stats.
That's true.
You're just going to overlook
you're saying that they're not, that they're going to look at stats, then...
Do you know?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Isn't it before the national championship, though, right?
I don't know.
Because there's been Heisman players that have played in, the national championship.
No, I'm pretty sure they vote for it after.
Yeah, I feel like
I have no idea.
I feel like there's Heisman winners that play in the national championship.
It'll
be around that time.
Devontae Smith is most likely going to win it. We all know that. But let's take a second and talk about Utah running back Ty Jordan. Died of an accidental self-inflicted gunshot wound is what it was called. He was the Pac-12 Offensive Freshman of the Year.
This hurts because, I mean, you hate to see anybody pass away, but this man had such potential.
Football. Oh man, he was on fire.
He was named Pac-12 Newcomer of the Year coming off, right?
What?
Pac-12 Newcomer of the Year?
Offensive Freshman of the Year.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Still.
Same difference.
Offensive Freshman of the Year, that's pretty good.
In five games, he had 83 attempts, 597 yards, that is 72 yards per attempt, and 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
590, that's over 100 yards a game each. That's crazy.
Yeah.
As a freshman.
Yeah, it's unreal.
He obviously he could have gone to really good places, but let's just respect what he's done.
Yeah.
He did a lot for them, and I'm sure for the
community. He's definitely
going
to be missed.
Yeah.
Prayers out to the Jordan family for.
And the Utah football team, Utah community.
Yeah, for sure. So you want to go back to our previous episode and talk about if any of our playoff pickings have changed? I feel like they probably haven't, but
yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing to go back over. I mean, I think it's clear that Alabama is going to beat Notre Dame.
Yes, for sure.
Has that changed? Do you think Notre Dame's still going to win this?
Of course. No. Remember, I have Clemson winning it, but...
No, I mean
Alabama-Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
What do you think the score's going to be? I want to hear this.
I really want to say it's going to be like a blowout, like a 42-3 or something like that.
Wow.
No, but let's be reasonable here. If I have them winning, it's going to be like super close, you know?
Okay, That's fair.
I'm feeling they win by... a field goal.
It's got to be a last-second field goal if they win.
I'm thinking that it's not a last-second field goal. I think it's a field goal early fourth quarter, and their defense holds out.
Maybe Mac Jones gets injured. Devontae Smith gets injured. The whole
Najee Harris gets injured.
The whole starting lineup for Alabama gets injured.
The only way I see
Notre Dame might win.
The only way I see Notre Dame winning this is if Alabama has to shut down their program due to coronavirus.
Yeah.
You're completely delusional if you think Notre Dame is going to beat Alabama.
Okay, I... I mean, my views are the exact same from the last one. It's just because they're underdogs, and I just
okay. I don't think we need to go back over that, listeners. If you want to hear his take on that, go back to the previous episode. Okay, Clemson, Ohio State.
Clemson.
For sure. Okay,
yeah.
Who's actually gonna think Ohio State's gonna win that?
No. Now, think Notre Dame's gonna? Anyway,
I don't think I want.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
Who do you think's gonna win the game?
Notre Dame.
Ben, what do you think you think Alabama's going to beat Notre Dame, obviously. What do you think the score is going to be?
The short of that game,
Alabama wins by field goal.
Stop.
Stop talking. Anyway,
it's kind of his job to talk. We are on a podcast.
Shut up. Anyway, seeing how Clemson with Trevor Lawrence kind of dismantled that Notre Dame defense in the ACC championship game, take that into consideration because, I mean, that's the last game Notre Dame's played, so they're obviously going to have that on their mind. I think that Alabama is going to shred the Notre Dame defense to absolute bits. They're going to take like a cheese grater and just grate them down. They're going to be in the tiny pieces by the end of the game. Devontae Smith is going to destroy any defensive back that goes and plays. And then Najee Harris is just going to, it's going to be like, I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama puts up 50-plus.
50-plus?
50-plus.
Okay.
What do you think for Notre Dame, though?
Notre Dame. I mean, Alabama, yeah, they have a good defense. And Patrick Surtain, one of the best corners in the nation. Mm-hmm. I think that since Alabama will score so much, Notre Dame's going to get the ball a lot.
Yeah.
Meaning that they're going to score.
So you think just going to be an all-offensive game, but
I'm saying it's going to be...
It's going to be an all-Alabama game.
Since Alabama scores so much, Notre Dame's going to have the chance to score a lot. So I think
they're
going to score at least 21.
21?
I mean, I guess that's
so. What do you think? What do you think the final score will be?
50.
Well, if they're plus 50, how is it going? Is it going to be 50-0?
No, he just said they score at least 21. 59, let's hear it. Stop interrupting.
59-27.
59-27. I'm going to go 49-13.
That's a pretty good score.
I think Alabama happens to win.
Happens? What do you mean
if
happens?
Alabama, I'm giving you leverage here, okay? If Alabama happens to win, I say they win by a touchdown and a safety.
Touchdown and a safety?
Yeah.
Or a touchdown or a safety?
Both.
Okay.
So, what, 9 points?
Bruce.
That.
Bruce,
you
do realize... Alabama's undefeated right now. In the SEC. Alabama's undefeated in the SEC.
I just changed.
All right. Score predictions for Clemson, Ohio State.
Okay, this one's going to be definitely a closer game.
More realistic for score lines, obviously. Unlike your blowout.
Anyway.
Our blowouts are more realistic than your 3-point win for Notre Dame.
Hey, come on.
If I'm being completely honest with you.
All right.
Anyway, for Clemson, Ohio State, I think this is going to be a very offensive-minded game.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are two of the best quarterbacks in the nation, both probably 1 and 2 going into the NFL draft.
Yep.
I think that Clemson is going to obviously win this one. I think it's going to be... 38-30.
38-30?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your
prediction?
I'm going to go 42-28.
42-28.
So, Ben, what did you have?
38-30.
And Austin?
42-28.
Okay, I'm feeling... I want Clemson, and they're going to win. I'm feeling 27-14. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think 28-14. I feel like Clemson is going to go up really early in the game. They're going to score a couple touchdowns, and Ohio State's just morale just drops, and then they're going to score a couple, but then Clemson's going to score a couple more, and then that's the game.
I mean, I could see that, I guess.
I mean, I think the same situation, maybe a couple more touchdowns for whichever side.
It's going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
Hypothetically, Alabama Clemson.
Realistically, it is going to be Alabama.
Hey, it's hypothetically now.
Realistically.
Hey, for Bruce, it's hypothetical.
Okay,
whatever.
It's my birthday today.
No, it's not.
No, it's
your
not.
Your birthday is in...
It's Austin's birthday in a couple days, so hey, let's give me some hypothetical.
So it'd be realistically then.
Yes.
Fine.
Anyway. So my score prediction for Alabama-Clemson, I think Alabama is going to shut down that Clemson offense because of how well Alabama's defense has played this season. I think it's going to be 35-14.
Okay.
35-14.
35-14, Ben, Austin?
Yes, Alabama.
Austin, how you
I'm going with a closer game. I'm going to go 42-38 Clemson.
You got Clemson winning?
I got Clemson winning it. I'm picking the upset. I'm picking
I feel Clemson is going to win, not by a field goal, but I feel like they're going to win by a touchdown. It's going to be like I think Alabama's going to fumble the ball, and I think Trevor Lawrence is going to come in clutch, and he's going to get a touchdown, and Clemson wins this game, and I think it's going to be 42.
Ben, you look shocked.
42-35 is
my score. Let me just educate you guys real quick.
No, I'm educated. I'm educated pretty well.
I'm fairly educated.
Do you know the players named Devontae Smith, Mac Jones, and Najee Harris?
No, I have no clue who they are. Please educate me.
All right, Devontae.
It's not like we've been talking
Devontae
about
Smith,
them this whole time.
Heisman candidate, number one in the Heisman race right now. Easily the best wide receiver in the nation. He's probably going to win Heisman.
Mac Jones,
top five quarterback.
Yeah, I'm
easily
aware.
One of the best quarterbacks,
I'm
right?
I'm aware.
Najee Harris, easily the best running back in college football.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you
he
know that?
He is. Oh, that's what I mean.
Trevor Lawrence has
that's
not played competition. Trevor Lawrence has not. Trevor Lawrence has played Notre Dame once.
Ben, thank
Notre
you.
Notre Dame one time.
That's true.
Ben, thank you for educating us.
You're welcome. Because y'all are delusional.
Okay,
y'all think Clemson's going to win?
Hey, look.
Do I need to put y'all on meds or something?
Look,
apparently.
Look.
God.
Okay, so Ben's got Alabama. Me and Austin got Clemson.
I'm going to rub it in your face so hard.
And that's what I said about Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame is going to get smacked.
Notre Dame
shouldn't even be in the college football playoff.
I wish it would be awesome if Notre Dame beat Alabama and then we got a Notre Dame-Clemson rematch. That would be amazing.
That would be so cool. All right.
Knowing college football, they're going to rig it to make sure they get that the rematch of the rematch, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So, that concludes our college football segment and now a short break from our sponsor.
All right, we're back with our second segment, soccer. Bruce, why don't you get us kicked off?
All right, so we have West Brom in the Premier League. They fired their old manager, and Big Sam Allardyce took over.
Big Sam.
And he's a really good manager. His first game back, he tied former champions Liverpool, and so he's really good.
Yeah, so he saved numerous teams from relegation. What's up with that?
Sorry, I had to burp.
Them Reese is getting to you.
Yeah. Yep. So, so relegation is that if you are at the bottom of the league and then you get demoted to the second league, Sam Allardyce has saved numerous teams just from losing. So, I mean, he's pretty good at taking over bad teams. And
obviously, he has not ever coached PSG because PSG has never, ever been relegated because they are one of the best teams.
I think back in, like, 1800s.
1800s!
In the 1900s, I think they...
Yeah, we got Kylian Mbappe, the best soccer player of all time right now.
Not have him in the 1800s.
Time. Exactly.
Bull crap. He's
who,
not the
who
best
did we have? Who,
of
did,
all
who
time.
Did PSG have in the 1800s?
George Washington.
That was the 1700s.
Stupid.
He was alive in the 1800s, right?
No, he wasn't.
Are we sure?
He was president in
he was alive in the
early
1800s. Early 1800s.
And then he died of pneumonia.
So he went and played for PSG. Okay, fine.
How many goals did he score?
10. Actually, 1,776. Do you get that? Anyways, Mohamed Salah at the top of the goal scorers with 13 still.
Do you think he's gonna stay the top goal scorer?
I think he's gonna.
You think that because you're a Liverpool fan, but what about who's his face? Harry Kane.
Okay, let me tell you a fact about Mohamed Salah. The first
I don't
year,
care about Mo Salah.
Hey,
I'm telling you, Harry Kane.
In the 2017-2018 season, Mo Salah came.
That was
Liverpool.
Like 3 years ago.
Listen. Okay, he came here and he got the Golden Boot, which is top goal scorer. The next year, he won it again, and then last year, he got in the top five. And this year, he's had more goals in the start than he did in his second year at Liverpool, and he still won the Golden Boot. So that's
those were previous years, though.
But that's showing you he's already topping what he's
Harry
already
Kane
done.
Is better than Mo Salah.
Hey, chill out. Gosh. So what do you think about Harry Kane, though?
Harry Kane's a really good player, although I really don't like him because I think he's lazy the way he plays, but he's a really good goal scorer, and he gets a lot of assists.
The only reason I know who Harry Kane is because I watched him in the World Cup in the day.
With England?
Yes.
2 years ago?
Back when they were trash.
And I mean,
they were
you know why they lost that game in the 2018 World Cup? Is because Harry Kane was lazy. I bet you didn't know that.
I probably did.
Because literally he got beat by so many people that were on the wing and they blew by
him. Hey, when you're making millions of dollars scoring goals for Tottenham and
England. Oh, and you're in the World Cup. It doesn't even matter because you're so cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So in the La Liga, we have Real Madrid moved up in the table and is now tied for first with Atletico Madrid.
What happened to Atletico, bro? I thought they were good.
They're still in first. They're tied. They're tied for first with Real Madrid.
I don't know anything about casual soccer fan.
Okay, Barcelona obviously still struggling.
Oh, yeah, they're trash.
They're crap this year.
Messi to the United States.
Oh, yeah, so Lionel Messi has come out.
Messi said he wants to come to play in the MLS. He said, all right, we're going to try up with some different clubs pretty much. He said, we're going to maybe try the United States is what he said. Are you okay? Sorry, Bruce is having an anaphylactic reaction right now.
Yes.
Okay.
He needs a second, Ben. What do you think about that?
I think this is more of a...
Okay.
Do you need to leave the room? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm
good. This what Leo said was more of a
future thing.
It was more of a crowd pleasing thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna become more popular because I'm going to the United States because shut up. I'm going to the United States because hey, I can expand my...
Yeah, well, if he comes to the United States, earlier we were talking about this, and Ben was like, oh, he's going to break all the records.
Well, there's not,
like, three records to break because the MLS sucks.
I know, because he could break him with his right foot broken.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. yeah. So Lionel Messi says in the future he wants to come to the MLS. We'll see if that's true. In the Italian league, Cristiano Ronaldo... Not necessarily Italian league, but Cristiano Ronaldo plays in the Italian league right now and was named last week Footballer of the Century. Hold on, okay. Footballer of the Century.
Century.
Which means Kylian Mbappe cannot
win
it.
Why are you even talking about Kylian Mbappe? You got an awful guilty conscience there. Maybe you do think Kylian Mbappe should have won Player of the Century.
Ben, were we going to talk about Mbappe?
No,
I definitely was.
I have nothing on my papers about Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe should be Footballer of the Century. What Austin was going to say. Okay,
Austin is less than a casual sport. Soccer fan,
yeah.
Like,
we gotta be rational.
Chelsea Arsenal.
Just like I'm rational.
Why would I watch Chelsea Arsenal?
I don't know. Okay.
Thiago Silva.
Do you know who that is?
I do know who that is.
Who is it?
He's a dude that plays soccer.
Who did he play for before Chelsea?
I don't know.
PSG. You're not a real PSG fan.
Oh.
Okay, so. High five.
No? I didn't know.
Okay.
I was shunning him.
Okay.
I knew him from FIFA.
He was the captain.
Okay, right, so Ronaldo was named Footballer of the Century with him and Messi surpassing Pele in goal-scoring records. Juventus moves down to sixth place, and AC Milan stays on top.
Ibrahimovic
is top goal scorer right now in the Italian league.
God.
And then in the Ligue 1... y'all's PSG.
PSG
is in third in the Farmers League.
Let me just tell you.
With Leon on top.
Let me just tell you. PSG is performing a stunt that we like to call sandbagging.
Yeah.
They're making everyone think, oh, PSG's trash this year.
Just like Notre Dame.
No, Notre Dame is just complete trash.
Right. We're in soccer.
Soccer, come on.
They're just going to come out and... Whatever, they're just going to come out the second half of the league
and then they're just going to destroy everybody.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they're I feel like they're going to still win the league. But
obviously, they got Kylian Mbappe.
They're not sucking right now. They're actually doing really good. It's just other teams around them have started to do a little bit better.
Nice and Leon.
In the Bundesliga, the German league, FC Bayern stays in first,
well, of course they're
where Borussia Dortmund moves down to fifth, which is surprising because Borussia Dortmund has
Haaland.
Erling Haaland.
The next man.
Yep. So he has surpassed all the young goal-scoring records in the Champions League, while his team in his German league, his hometown league, is they're doing not too good this year, so they're in fifth.
I mean, still fifth.
Yeah, I mean, they should be right there with Bayern Munich.
So, Bayern has got Robert Lewandowski there.
Also, speaking of Robert Lewandowski, he won the PFA
who?
Football player or soccer player of the year. So basically, the Ballon d'Or was discontinued this year, which is means like the best player of the year because of coronavirus, which makes no sense because it's not like they stopped playing. They took a break and they continued with their season.
Right, yeah.
And they completely shut down Ballon d'Or, which makes no sense. But then they came out with Player of the Year, which they've had for forever. And but they still gave it to him, but Ballon d'Or still is not going to do it. So he won't be recognized in history as the best player of the 2019-2020 season. So I think that about wraps it up with our soccer. Although, let's go back to our last podcast when we talked about our Champions League winners. Who do we still got picking?
PSG.
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 Who do you see in the final, thing, though?
PSG and... I'm saying it's going to be a rematch from last year. PSG, Bayern Munich.
How do you feel, Austin?
Austin only knows who PSG is.
Hey, all I know is PSG, best team ever. I mean...
yeah.
And this is a... less than casual soccer fan talking, but
yeah,
you know, okay, I know PSG of, and I know they're
let's
great.
Let's be rational here. Out of
no, we're not gonna be rational, Mr. I'm Notre Dame.
Him. I'm helping him. Okay,
he's out helping
of,
me.
Out of Liverpool, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich, who do you
Bayern
think
Munich.
They would see in the final?
Probably don't. Nobody because they're just too good.
So you think
probably,
they're gonna
probably Bayern Munich?
Okay, yeah. So it's gonna be a rematch of last year.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Liverpool's
that would be
cool. Choke.
So if they had a rematch, you think PSG would have a lot of gumption and just win that final?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I still have Liverpool because I mean.
Yeah.
Because you're a Liverpool fan.
No, because
and because
of their
they're good.
Record.
And because they're good. Come on now.
They're in a farmers league.
No, they're not. Okay. All right. So that about wraps it up for soccer, and now on to NFL. All right, we're back here with NFL, and first we're going to start out with the teams that have clinched their divisions. So first up, we have the AFC, and we got the Chiefs.
Yeah, so AFC got the Chiefs. They clinched their division, AFC West, at 14-1 right now. We have the Steelers, who clinched their division at 12-3.
Yeah.
And finally, we have the Bills, who clinched their division at...
they're 11-3 right now. We're recording when the Bills-Patriots game is still going on.
We'll keep you updated during it.
We will, we will.
Currently, just 31-9.
31-9.
7:52 left in the
Patriots,
third.
I'm guessing?
I don't know why we're updating you during this, because you
hey,
probably...
Yeah, because you know what the final score is.
Yeah.
My kicker about to win me a championship.
Nobody cares
Austin
about Spangler,
if you're watching or listening, screw you.
Okay, so who do you think is going to make the wild card, Ben?
For the AFC?
For the AFC. Well, actually, let's talk about the Titans-Colts.
Oh, yes. So Titans-Colts, both of them are 10-5, obviously. Both are tied in leading their division at the moment, AFC South.
Yes.
So both 10-5, the Titans... They'll clinch with a win and a Colts loss, or they'll clinch with a win. We'll get more into detail with that later. The Colts will clinch with a win and a Texans loss. So both 10-5 right now. And if they both win, they'll both be 11-5.
Yep.
And how the division how division tiebreakers work is first you check their head to head.
And they're tied 1-1.
They're 1-1 right now. So next you check the win loss tie percentage in the division. And right now the Titans are 4-1 in the division and the Colts are 3-2. And they both play division rivals. They both play in the division for week 17.
Yeah,
so as long as
the
Titans
with the
win,
Titans win, they clinch it.
Yes.
So what about the wild card spots?
I really think, this is going to be a hard one. I mean, it's really close because...
For AFC or NFC?
AFC. I mean, okay.
You got the Ravens, obviously.
Hold up, we're talking about the AFC. We got to talk about the AFC North. What is going on? All right, so the Steelers go on a 3-game losing streak, beat the Colts, the Browns over here...
Oh, wait.
Lose to
speaking,
the Jets.
Speaking about the Steelers, we have Juju, who promised to stop dancing on NFL teams' logos now. Yes. But, I mean, he also just put one out about him and his boys in the locker room doing the same dance. But
clinched the division.
Yeah. Right, but
and it was on their own logo, so right, it's
so,
fine.
Yeah, so it makes sense to dance on your own logo.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Browns, Jets, like... I mean, I know all the receivers were out.
Who's Baker going to throw to? Freaking the garbage can?
He was throwing to? Pretty much.
I could have made the Browns roster and I would have played better than them.
Hey, the Jets.
If you're telling me that a professional football team with all of their starting corners cannot guard practice squad receivers, they should not be in the NFL.
I could be
I think the Jets easily should have won this game.
I could
easily.
Be a, I could,
easily.
I could be a they're practice
still,
squad receiver.
The Browns are still a good team, though. They have a good defense. I know
you
the
need
receivers. Huh?
You need receivers.
You don't
you,
need
receivers. You can't just rely on Baker Mayfield to throw the ball.
What
you
did the Jets want to catch okay, the wait, ball? Wait, wait, wait. Didn't OBJ's out right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so who does he have to throw to?
Jarvis Landry.
He's pretty good.
Right? And Peoples-Jones. Isn't that one of their players?
Was he out? I think Peoples-Jones was out.
So what's so bad about throwing to those guys?
Well, no, because they're starting caliber players.
Yeah. Right, so...
So they have... All four of their starters were out due to COVID protocol.
Right.
So they had to start practice squad players.
Oh, yeah.
Browns were literally in a garage, in a parking garage early in the morning of Sunday, practicing with their with their receivers to make sure they know what's going on.
Here's the thing, though. What did the Jets score on them? Like 27 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Browns' defense should not have allowed 27 points. That's plain and simple.
Well, the Jets' defense, or the Jets' offense has been looking
exactly. That's decent. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I mean, I don't know what
so the
Adam
Jets
Gase
have,
is doing.
The Jets have what?
Like,
one or two
I think,
wins.
I think
right?
what happened. They have two wins now. Listen, I think they went 0-13, and then, I guess the Jets front office was like, "Yeah, Adam, you're gonna get fired after we go 0-16. Thanks." And he was like, "No, I'm going to keep my job. I'm going to start winning games."
Adam Gase is one of the smartest NFL coaches.
And why is that?
Because this
How are you the smartest NFL coach?
I'm
with
not saying
13,
he's a good NFL coach.
With 13 losses?
I'm not saying he's a good NFL coach. I'm saying he's a smart NFL coach.
He's terrible because he did not tank.
No. Yeah. He's smart because he kept his job.
Anyone can do that.
0-13.
That is true.
They fire their defensive coordinator after the stupid call against the Raiders.
That was so dumb.
He's kept his job after 0-13. They didn't do really well last season either. Mm. This man is him and Bill O'Brien both are freaking
how many wins the
crazy.
Jets, how many wins do you know that Jets
two,
had?
Last year they had like four,
something like
so
that.
So they suck worse this year.
Yes. Obviously.
And he still has his job?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Jets freaking front office is trash.
Get a different coach in there.
Who?
See, I don't know.
Who?
But find someone that can replace someone that
Mike
won't get third.
Gundy.
I think about to say McCarthy.
No.
Yeah,
not
bring
Mike
Gundy up. He'll change the Jets. Make them a mediocre team.
No, he'd probably make them worse because Mike Gundy doesn't know how to freaking
do
coach.
You get it?
Because
the Cowboys are always mediocre.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, anyway, so. Did we finish the wild card? Oh, Ravens.
Oh, yeah, let's hear
about
the Ravens,
talk
Bruce.
About the Ravens.
Oh, gosh, he's been waiting for this moment.
So, I mean, I still feel like they're going to get the wild card spot. I don't see Washington getting it.
What?
No, not Washington.
Who is it?
That's the wrong call.
Here
you go. No, wait, my bad. I was looking at Bears, my bad. I saw
Washington
Bears.
Washington Bears.
Okay, my B's look like R's. So,
okay,
so I was thinking of Bears and then, okay, my bad. I don't see the Titans winning it, and y'all do.
Hey, there's three wild card spots.
Yeah,
I know.
Three.
Let me tell you.
Oh, he's working.
You think the Titans aren't going to make the playoffs?
I think it's going to be Dolphins, Ravens, and Browns.
Wow.
You think
that's bold.
The Browns and the Ravens are
here?
Gonna
let
make
me
it?
Tell
that's
you.
Bold.
Let me tell you why. Ravens because they're the best football team the world has ever seen.
Obviously.
Okay. with the former MVP, and then his backup, who was amazing, Trace McSorley.
Trace McSorley, actually. So.
Yep.
And then the Browns, I think they will because, wait, when do their receivers get back?
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think
they
they'll
play, who do they play the...
I have no idea. Actually, I'm changing it. It's Titans, Ravens, and Browns. Dolphins won't make it.
No, you mean Colts?
Why?
Because...
That's three, though.
Because the Titans or the Colts are winning the division. Which one do you have winning the division?
Titans. Because so, I changed. I have
Yeah, Titans. So...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it stays the same. I see Ravens once they... Who do you think... Who, like, what caliber of team would they play in their wild card game?
The Ravens? Yeah. They'll probably be...
They will play
the fifth or sixth seed, so they'll be playing against the two or three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the Steelers or the Bills. They're going to be bounced in the first round.
Easily.
Actually, no, the Steelers... they might beat the Steelers.
Steelers, Ravens, upset Ravens.
No,
I think the Ravens
can win. I would pick the Steelers.
Well, I think if Ravens played the Bills, I think they would lose.
Oh, yeah, the Bills are going to... Super Bowl contender. The Bills are the only hope the AFC has of beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
No doubt.
Yeah, okay. So, Ravens play Steelers. Ravens beat Steelers because it's going to be an upset because they're going to suck because they have former MVP.
The Steelers did beat the Colts, though.
Let's talk about AFC, though.
Oh, you mean NFC? NFC. Yeah, so...
Casual football fan. All right, so the NFC.
Obviously, we got the Packers, the Saints, and the Seahawks.
All clinched their division.
What about your boys?
Hang on, we'll get there. The Buccaneers also have clinched the playoff spot.
Yep.
Clinched the five.
And now Tom Brady is going to the playoffs, and Bill Belichick is not.
So would it be safe to say that the Patriots winning was because of Brady or because of Belichick?
No, it was 100% because of Belichick.
Don't you think it was both?
Belichick made Brady, and then Brady developed into who he is because of Belichick. And now that he's gone, he still has that, you know, that winning mentality that Belichick gave him.
That cheating mentality?
Hey, shut up.
Deflate the balls.
And Belichick, I mean... He has nobody. His offense
Cam Newton's.
His gosh. Cam Newton is.
Did you see on SportsCenter their post about how they had nothing to post about the Patriots, but then they put Cam Newton and his daily routine of getting up in the morning.
4:20 in the morning. Wakes up. 4:30
That's
in the
so
morning.
Sad.
Leaves his house.
That's all they have to post about.
8:00 in the morning. Sips his first cup of coffee.
Bedtime, 11:30.
Okay, let's actually talk about the Patriots, though. I mean, their offense is atrocious. And then their defense should have been good, but they had some opt-outs, and it's not looking like it was last year. So I think the Patriots are doing better than they would under any other head coach.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but do you see them?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's get back to the NFC.
Okay.
All right, so obviously you got the four people that have clinched their division, or I mean, not their division, but a playoff spot.
Right.
And then in the hunt, you have a Washington football team at 6-9.
Yep.
Let's talk about the NFC East real quick. So there's two teams at 6-9, the football team and the Cowboys, my boys.
Where did the Cowboys come from?
I don't know. How? Andy Dalton just decided, hey, we're going to go back to prime Bengals and we're just going to freaking destroy everybody.
Andy Dalton's looking better than Dak Prescott.
How good did
no.
he? How
no.
Good?
No.
I know,
no.
I'm joking.
How good did
Dak Prescott has more passing touchdowns in 5 games than Daniel Jones has in like 15 or whatever he's
how
played.
How good did Andy Dalton do at the Bengals?
Back in his prime, they went 10-6 at one point. So
he's pulling that out from the Bengals to the Cowboys now?
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
He's going clutch mode like Lamar.
He is. He really... No,
Lamar is
no, you
clutch.
Said yes.
Okay, fine, yes.
Anyway, so...
He was pretty clutch after in the poop game, so...
Paul Pierce.
The Paul Pierce game.
Anyway, so there's three teams still in contention for that NFC East spot. The football team obviously leading the division. If they win against whoever they play, I'm pretty sure it's the Eagles. If they win against the Eagles, they win the division and they clinch a playoff spot at 6-10. Nope, 7-9.
Yep.
The Cowboys, they win. They clinch a spot if they beat the Giants and if the football team loses.
Do you see them beating the Giants?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
The Giants have had very...
Now, the better question is, do you think the Eagles and Jalen Hurts are going to pull this one out against the football team?
Yes.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because
in his last game, he did so good. Jalen Hurts...
Last game, you mean against the Cowboys?
No, when he played. No, the game before that, when he played against.
Oh, the four touchdowns. Yes.
Yeah, with against Kyler.
So I think coming from a Cowboys fan, obviously this is going to sound really biased, but I think the Cowboys will end up winning this conference.
I don't see how that happened, but yeah, I completely agree.
Hey, let's talk about the 5-10 Giants. Still have a chance at making the playoffs.
That's insane.
If they beat the Cowboys,
the Ravens Giants games or
what?
The Ravens versus Giants, the game they just played, Ravens smacked them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the Ravens, though.
I know, but...
This is the NFC East we're talking about.
Oh, so now you like the Ravens.
I'm saying that they're better than any team in the NFC East.
Okay, here's my point was that the Giants
I'm saying they're
going to
get bounced in the first round, but they're better than any team in the NFC East.
Here's the good
my
thing.
My point was that the Giants suck and they're not
obviously, every team
here's
in the
good
NFC
thing
East
for
sucks.
The entire NFC East. There have only been two teams in NFL history to make the playoffs with a losing record, and both of them won a game.
Hey.
So, it's possible that...
See, the thing is, though...
Can the Cardinals get a spot?
Yes, the Cardinals still have a chance. They'd have to have some strings pull very
What's
hard.
Cardinals' record right now?
Cardinals are 8-7 right now. They'd have to...
So, they're looking better
the
than
Rams
the Giants.
Would obviously have to lose. The Rams and the Bears would both have to lose because they'd both be at 9-7. I don't know... what the Rams and Cardinals are head-to-head, because that will obviously decide who is who's going to take that. But the Cardinals are obviously still in the hunt, so I think, obviously, that they have a chance of making the playoffs. As long as they have to win, the Rams have to lose, and the Bears have to lose for them to take a spot in that.
So who are your wild card picks for NFC?
I've got the Rams, the Bears... And could
you
the Rams, Bears,
boys?
And the Cardinals? They're gonna win the division. They're not gonna be a wild card.
You think they are?
Who?
That's the only way that they can make the playoffs.
Yeah,
they can't make a wild card spot.
No,
can't. They're 6-9, Bruce.
Oh right,
they can only win the division.
If they win the division, they're good.
It looked like 9-6 on my paper.
You're stupid then.
Anyway. Oh, speaking of the football team. Dwayne Haskins got cut. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised.
Oh my god!
You know,
do you think it is too early to give up on Dwayne Haskins?
No. I think it's good that the football team gave up on him. I think he should get picked up by another team with a veteran quarterback. I mean, the
Buccaneers.
I can really see him going to the Buccaneers.
But the Buccaneers aren't doing half bad this year. Why don't
they?
Because
they have
Tom Brady.
Like 40 years old.
He's going to retire eventually, and he needs to mentor Dwayne Haskins. Hopefully, that'll
who's
do something.
Who's the backup quarterback at Bucks?
Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, he's old.
He's
right.
I think so. And he did play against the Lions. They put him in. And at the start of the second half, and he wasn't doing half bad. His first play, he threw a touchdown pass to
Blaine Gabbert. Used to play for the Lions, right?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I feel like he did that.
I don't know. I could definitely see him being decent if he gets put behind a veteran quarterback.
All right, so we got the MVP race. We got Rodgers, Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Derrick Henry. Do we still have Aaron Rodgers getting it?
I can't see him not winning it.
Do you think Patty Mahomes is going to make a run for it?
No, especially after how Aaron Rodgers played last
week. Yeah, but there's more games.
It's one game, Bruce.
You know, here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers has only gotten better from the start of the season. Mahomes has gotten worse.
What about Derrick Henry, though? I mean, he's like...
No. That's just a definite... There's no way that they... at the committee is going to give Derrick Henry that because the way that Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes both have been playing.
What about Josh Allen, though?
No.
You don't see, like, it's between Aaron Rodgers
it's
and
Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes.
It really is.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to win this. I don't see Patrick Mahomes
winning
this. It is
obviously not Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean...
That'd be a long shot.
They're still in the race, but I can't see it. And
now,
especially the way
How could someone else besides Aaron Rodgers... get it?
Aaron
Rodgers would have to, like, 10 interceptions in a single game, and Patrick Mahomes would have to throw for, like, at least 500 yards in a single game with zero interceptions to clinch the... But I think there's no way Aaron Rodgers loses.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, what I'm really surprised in this MVP race that we have here is after what Alvin Kamara did this week, He's not up here. Alvin Kamara ties the single game rushing touchdown record with six. Yes. Six touchdowns. The Vikings defense looked like a freaking JV high school defense.
Yeah.
Looked like my UConn Miller's JV high school football team.
Hey, I could play JV high school.
No, you couldn't.
Sure, I could.
No. No. Maybe he's a backup kicker.
Whoa.
Starting kicker. Went there.
Starting kicker next year.
Nah, it's Caden Allen's job.
He will be gone, stupid.
Yes. No, it's going to be Austin Smith's job.
Oh,
no,
anyway. Austin Smith, in the training, hit a 20-yard field goal the other day.
Sir.
I can do that in my sleep.
I did, too. So, anyway.
You looked like you were sleeping when you hit it.
Yes. What does that mean?
You just looked stupid.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway. Stop roasting me. Let's talk about... Oh, in the Buccaneers... Lions game.
Hey, big news. Wow. Big news.
You're loud.
I have officially won my fantasy football championship.
Shut up. Move on.
Thank you, Tyler Bass. 8 points. Clinched my championship.
Okay. Nobody cares about that.
Sorry, had to.
We're going to talk about Jamal Agnew's 74-yard punt return.
Woo!
The only points on the board for Detroit.
Oh.
In the 47-7 blowout.
That is
Man.
Sad.
And
but that's cool.
Blaine Gabbert. Okay, the only thing I'll give Detroit was Chase Daniel played most of the game because Matt Stafford got injured.
Oh, Cowboys the other day, the catch and the touchdown from Amari Cooper. Do you see that? The really big one.
Amari Cooper does a lot of that.
The really big one, like the really big return, the really good catch. I'm just saying he's on fire right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, he's Amari Cooper.
Well, yeah, but Cowboys...
Best route runner in the NFL.
Yeah, but Cowboys suck this year, and it's good that he's still on fire.
Yeah,
so that gives him a little glimpse of hope.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, come on. Oh, another thing about that game. Sorry, but...
Which game? The Lions game?
The one, yeah, the sad one?
Huh?
The sad one?
Yes.
That's like me and your
this,
Madden
This
school.
Is what makes it even more sad.
That was good.
Thank you.
Okay, so Brady broke the Tampa Bay record of 34, 33 pass touchdowns in a season.
It's probably not
too
hard to beat.
And he has 35 now.
That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's what I was
going to
say. It's probably not
listen,
that hard to beat. What good quarterbacks have played for the Bucs?
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
30 for 30.
Hey, I got another one, all right? Mike Evans broke his own record getting 13 receiving touchdowns in the season.
When you have That's no cool. competition, might as well beat yourself.
Exactly.
Hey, yep. I would like to point out, though, big props to Tom Brady to being the second quarterback in NFL history to lead a team in a single season for passing touchdowns behind Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really good. All right, so that wraps it up for our NFL segment. You want to check the Bills score? How's it going
right now? Oh, yes, right
I'm
now.
I'm sure the Bills are winning.
38-9.
Wow. Yeah. It's only gone up. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tyler Bass. Sorry, Austin Spangler.
All right. Thank you for listening. And
keep going.
Oh, okay. Anyways, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. The third episode will be out soon.
And please go check out the first one if you haven't already. And
links on bio.
Looking at the analytics, we have an Australian listener and a Canadian listener.
So what's up, you, guys? Y'all out there, we really appreciate having multinational
listeners.
Do we need
to turn our music or our voices upside down for you, Australia?
Do we need to talk about rugby?
Yeah, just send us a message.
What about hockey, Canada?
We just need to start talking about hockey. Yeah. And you need to start talking about hockey or rugby. All right.
Yeah, just let us know.
All right, well, thank you for our listeners, and see you later.